Our Tiny Desk concert with Laura Gibson is about to begin, so please head on over to the skinny end of the fifth floor. Thank you.
This week, NPR Music celebrates a milestone. They're posting the 200th episode of their Tiny Desk concert series. That's the online performance program that takes place at Bob Boylan's cramped but cozy workspace at NPR. Singer-songwriter Laura Gibson was the very first musical guest to play at the now famous Tiny Desk.
So it was about 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
We were at South by Southwest. And
as they introduced Laura Gibson, Bob Boylan and music editor Stephen Thompson told the story of how the Tiny Desk concerts were hatched. They wanted to see Laura play at the famous music festival in Austin.
Yeah, and you and I just decided to just meet up and see a show, and it was at a place called the Thirsty Nickel.
That's right.
And the sound system consists of these sort of home stereo speakers.
They were pointing outdoors.
They were pointing outside, and we couldn't hear her at all.
And Lord doesn't have the most powerful, emotionally powerful, yes.
Right. You know how in theater you're taught to project? You kind of project in. And so I'm like, this is a complete waste of time. Next time she's in D.C., we should just have her play at your desk. And Bob was like, okay. That's how you became the Typhoid Mary of the Tiny Desk.
I have to say, at that show, the experience of playing was one of the least comfortable I've had in playing music. But I had this moment where I was just on the verge of thinking, maybe I should give up. And I look out, and Stephen Thompson was raising his fist at the sound engineer to turn it up. And I thought, it's going to be okay. Something good's going to happen here. And it did. So I'm just so honored to have been a part of this series from the beginning. Thank you, both of you.
Laura Gibson played three selections in the concert from her new album, Le Grand. This one's called Milk Heavy Pollenide.
Try as I may to carve my path, I cannot keep myself from stumbling back to you.
As Bob and Stephen said, Laura Gibson's voice is not powerful, but it's intimate and perfect for the Tiny Desk setting. The day she came to play at NPR for the second time, I asked her about her singing and her new album.
You know, there's been moments that I've been both in these kind of intimate places where I don't have a microphone and I'm forced to extend my voice to its volume limits, I guess. And also sometimes we'll play a crowded show and it's loud in the room and I really have to dig a little deeper. But in general, I just really have a quiet voice, both in speaking and in singing, and I do my best with the limitations.
I want to ask you about your new album. It's called Le Grand. I'd like to play a little bit of this, of one track in particular called The Fire. Let's take a listen.
Oh, if you drop to the flame, I will not question.
There's that honky-tonk piano and this kind of stomping beat, even the words, be not afraid. I mean, it really has this kind of revival feel to it.
Yeah, I really wanted to go for that. I pulled those words from an old hymn, actually,
really?
And more as something motivational rather than directly spiritual. And a lot of what I was going through in the time I was making this record, Le Grand, was really just this desire to transcend my own timidity, and I went through this season of really wanting to know what else I was capable of, both in skill and in communication. And so I really set out on this mission, and I set a goal for myself really early on that I would err on the side of confidence and not really knowing how that would play out.
My love is leaving your limbs barefoot and honey.
In the song Lion Lamb, there's this line where I said, I am not a lamb, I am a lion. And I think 4 years ago or 3 years ago, I would have thought, I'll never sing that line, that's ridiculous. And there's a fierceness in that I don't necessarily know is my own, and I think the only way to discover whether it was my own was to jump in and state it.
I am not a lamb, I am a lion.
And so in that goal of erring on the side of confidence, I really wanted to look back and see any failures that I made were failures of risk rather than failures of timidity.
You live in Portland now. That's your base.
Yes.
But you grew up in rural Oregon.
Yeah, I grew up in a little logging town called Coquille, near the south coast of Oregon.
What do your parents think? Are they kind of taken aback by your decision to pursue music and your success?
Yeah, well, my dad sadly passed away when I was in high school, and so he never got to see me even begin to try and make music. And I think my mom's really proud of me. I think at first she was surprised and worried, as all moms would be when someone says, I'm not going to go to graduate school, I'm going to jump in a van and and start playing shows and make a career.
Every mother's dream.
Yeah. But now it's so amazing. She comes to shows and is baking things for the backstage, and she's really become a mother to a lot of the musicians in Portland, a lot of my friends, and it's been wonderful to feel like my musical life is really connected to my family.
Laura Gibson, her new CD is called Le Grand. Thanks so much for talking with us and for the Tiny Desk concert.
Oh gosh, it's my pleasure to be here.
It was a pleasure talking with you. To hear Laura Gibson's latest Tiny Desk concert, visit nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.